One of the oldest religions in the world is Jainism, or traditionally known as Jain Dharma. Originating from ancient India, this philosophy centers around concepts such as right perception, right knowledge, and right conduct in the attainment of moksha, or realization of the soul's true nature. The concept of ahimsa, or non-violence, is of equally great importance. Thus, with compassion for all life, practitioners of Jainism follow a pure vegetarian or vegan diet. Jains follow the ancient wisdom of the 24 Tirthankara, or prophets, whose teachings comprise the Agam Sutras, the religion's holy scriptures. Lord Mahavira, who is considered to be the last Tirthankara, was born around 5th to 6th century BCE as a prince of the ancient kingdom of Vaishali. He later forsook his royal status to pursue the spiritual path. After attaining Kibal Gyan, or all-knowing intuitive vision, he spent the rest of his life giving discourses on spiritual truths, which form the present-day tenets of Jainism. We present to you today excerpts of Uttarajaya, lectures 8 and 10, from the second book of Jainism's Akaranga Sutra. Eighth lecture, Kapila's verses. By what acts can I escape a sorrowful lot in this unstable, ineternal samsara, or migration and transmigration, which is full of misery? Quitting your former connections, place your affection on nothing. A monk who loves not even those who love him will be freed from sin and hatred.
Then the best of sages, who is exempt from delusion and possesses perfect knowledge and faith, speaks for the benefit and eternal welfare, and for the final liberation of all beings. All fetters of the soul and all hatred, everything of this kind, should a monk cast aside. He should not be attached to any pleasures, examining them well and taking care of himself.
An ignorant sinner who never fixes his thoughts on the soul's benefit and eternal welfare, but sinks down through hatred and the temptation of lust, it is difficult to cast aside the pleasures of life. Weak men will not easily give them up, but there are pious ascetics, or sadhus, who get over the impassable samsara, or migration and transmigration, as merchants cross the sea.
Some there are who call themselves Ramanas, or wandering monks. Though they are ignorant of the prohibition of killing living beings, the sinners go to hell through their superstitious beliefs. One should not permit or consent to the killing of living beings, then he will perhaps be delivered from all misery. Thus have spoken the preceptors who have proclaimed the law of ascetics.
A careful man who does not injure living beings is called circumspect samita. The sinful kerman will quit him as water quits raised ground. In thoughts, words, and acts, he should do nothing injurious to beings who people the world, whether they move or not. He should know what alms may be accepted and should strictly keep these rules. A monk should beg food only for the sustenance of life, and should not be dainty. He should eat what tastes badly, cold food, old beans.
Those who interpret the marks of the body and dreams, and who know the foreboding changes in the body, or angavidya, are not to be called ramanas or wandering monks. Thus the preceptors have declared. Those who do not take their life under discipline, who cease from meditation and ascetic practices, and who are desirous of pleasures, amusements, and good fare, will be born again as asuras, or lowest rank of deities or demigods.
And when they rise, in another birth, from the world of the asuras, or lowest rank of deities or demigods, they err about for a long time, in the samsara, or migration and transmigration. Those whose souls are sullied by many sins will hardly ever attain body or awakening. And if somebody should give the whole earth to one man, he would not have enough. So difficult is it to satisfy anybody.
The more you get, the more you want. Your desires increase with your means. Though 2 marshes or grams would do to supply your wants, still you would scarcely think 10 millions sufficient.
A houseless monk should not desire women. He should turn away from females. Learning thoroughly the law, a monk should strictly keep its rules. This law has been taught by Kapila of pure knowledge. Those who follow it will be saved and will gain both worlds. Thus I say.
10th Lecture, The Leaf of the Tree. As the fallow leaf of the tree falls to the ground, when its days are gone, even so the life of men will come to its close. Gautama, be careful all the while. As a dewdrop dangling on the top of a blade of kusa grass lasts but a short time, even so the life of men. Gautama, be careful all the while. As life is so fleet and existence so precarious, wipe off the sins you ever committed. Gautama, be careful all the while.
A rare chance in the long course of time is human birth for a living being. Hard are the consequences of actions. Gautama, be careful all the while. When the soul has once got into an earth body, it may remain in the same state as long as an asankhya, or infinitudes. Gautama, be careful all the while.
When the soul has once got into a water body, it may remain in the same state as long as an asankhya, or infinitudes. Gautama, be careful all the while. When a soul has once got into a fire body, it may remain in the same state as long as an asankhya or infinitudes. Gautama, be careful all the while. When the soul has once got into a wind body, it may remain in the same state as long as an asankhya or infinitudes. Gautama, be careful all the while.
When the soul has once got into a vegetable body, it remains long in that state, for an endless time, after which its lot is not much bettered. Gautama, be careful all the while. When the soul has once got into a body of a dwindriya, that is, a being possessing 2 organs of sense, it may remain in the same state as long as a period called samkhya, or a period which can be measured by thousands of years. Gautama, be careful all the while.
When the soul has once got into a body of a trindriya, i.e. a being possessing 3 organs of sense, it may remain in the same state as long as a period called samkhya, a period which can be measured by thousands of years. Gautama, be careful all the while. When the soul has once got into a body of katarindriya, i.e. a being possessing 4 organs of sense, it may remain in the same state as long as a period called samkhya, a period which can be measured by thousands of years. Gautama, be careful all the while.
When the soul has once got into a body of a pankindriya, that is, a being possessing 5 organs of sense, it may remain in the same state as long as 7 or 8 births. Gautama, be careful all the while. When the soul has once got into the body of a god or of a denizen of hell, it may remain in that state 1 whole life. Gautama, be careful all the while. Thus, the soul which suffers for its carelessness is driven about in the samsara, or migration and transmigration, by its good and bad karma. Gautama, be careful all the while.
Though one be born as a man, it is a rare chance to become an Arya, or a person of noble birth, for many are Ladasyus or labor class, Amlechas or barbarians. Gautama, be careful all the while. Though one be born as an Arya or a person of noble birth, it is a rare chance to possess all 5 organs of sense, for we see many who lack 1 organ or other. Gautama, be careful all the while. Though he may possess all 5 organs of sense, still it is a rare chance to be instructed in the best law, for people follow heretical teachers. Gautama, be careful all the while.
Though he may have been instructed in the right law, still it is a rare chance to believe in it. For many people are heretics. Gautama, be careful all the while. Though one believes in the law, he will rarely practice it. For people are engrossed by pleasures. Gautama, be careful all the while. When your body grows old and your hair turns white, the power of your ears decreases. Gautama, be careful all the while.
When your body grows old and your hair turns white, the power of your eyes decreases. Gautama, be careful all the while. When your body grows old and your hair turns white, the power of your nose decreases. When your body grows old and your hair turns white, the power of your tongue decreases. When your body grows old and your hair turns white, the power of your touch decreases. When your body grows old and your hair turns white, all your powers decrease.
Despondency, the king's evil, cholera, mortal diseases of many kinds befall you. Your body wastes and decays. Gautama, be careful all the while. Cast aside from you all attachments, as the leaves of a lotus let drop off the autumnal water, exempt from every attachment. Gautama, be careful all the while.
Give up your wealth and your wife. You have entered the state of the houseless. Do not, as it were, return to your vomit. Gautama, be careful all the while. Leave your friends and relations, the large fortune you have amassed. Do not desire them a second time. Gautama, be careful all the while.
There is now no jina or perfected being, but there is a highly esteemed guide to show the way. Now being on the right path, Gautama, be careful all the while. Now you have entered on the path from which the thorns have been cleared, the great path. Walk in the right path. Gautama, be careful all the while. Do not get into an uneven road like a weak burden bearer, for you will repent of it afterwards. Gautama, be careful all the while.
You have crossed the great ocean. Why do you halt so near the shore? Make haste to get on the other side. Gautama, be careful all the while. Going through the same religious practices as perfected saints, you will reach the world of perfection, Gautama, where there is safety and perfect happiness. Gautama, be careful all the while.
The enlightened and liberated monk should control himself, whether he be in a village or a town, and he should preach to all the road of peace. Gautama, be careful all the while. Having heard the Buddha's well-delivered sermon, adorned by illustrations, Gautama cut off love and hatred and reached perfection. Thus I say. Friendly viewers, thank you for your warm company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you many blessings from the Divine.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.